So if Romney was in the room right now, would you say, hey, Governor Romney, hey, why don't you smoke a bowl?
Well, we can tell them to do that. You know, it's not too late. You know, if he wants a big turn in the polls, I think coming out for legalization and smoking a joint would probably, you know, peel off a lot of Obama supporters.
Hi, I'm Paul Dietrich with Reason TV, and today we're talking with Steve Chapman, a longtime fixture of the editorial page of the Chicago Tribune. He also has a column with Creator Syndicate and writes for Reason.com. Steve, thanks for joining us.
Nice to be here.
The Tribune Company owns a lot of media outlets, but it's also going through bankruptcy. Is this a time when the mainstream media is puttering out?
Yeah, I mean, our real problem is advertising. You know, it used to be if you wanted to find a job, you got a newspaper and looked at the help wanted. You wanted to buy a car, you looked at the auto ads. You wanted to buy a house, you looked at the real estate ads. And a lot of that has migrated to the web and it's never coming back. Our task is to figure out how we can generate ad revenues online. It has been a tough transition to a world where we can make money off that the way we used to.
As far as your professional career goes, where does this November election stand?
Regardless of who wins, there are going to be things to write about. I'm confident of that. Whoever's elected, there will be enough things that I don't like that I'll have no trouble finding things to write about.
You recently wrote in one of your columns that there are three things that any young person should know if they want to run for president one day. One of them is to be from an Ivy League, the other one is to be a governor or senator, and the third one was to...
You have to smoke pot.
Why? Why do you have to smoke pot, Steve?
It's a good question, but back in 92, we had a choice between a guy who had smoked pot and a guy who hadn't, and we voted for the guy who had. And, you know, this year, same choice.
Was this just sort of an observation, or was it just, or do you see drug laws easing?
Well, I mean, it's partially just the law of averages. There were not a lot of people who grew up in the last 40 years who didn't at least try it, Mitt Romney being one of the few exceptions. Most people, it doesn't bother them at all. It might actually help Romney if he could say, you know, I did try it and I did inhale. I think it would humanize him a little bit and convince people that maybe he's not as exotic as he sometimes seems.
So if Romney was in the room right now, would you say, hey, Governor Romney, hey, why don't you smoke a bowl?
Well, we can tell them to do that. You know, it's not too late. You know, if he wants a big turn in the polls, I think coming out for legalization and smoking a joint would probably, you know, peel off a lot of Obama supporters.
Is that evidence of America becoming more libertarian?
Oh, I think America's gotten much more libertarian in my lifetime. When I was growing up in Texas, you could get a life sentence for marijuana possession, believe it or not. There, you know, we've had this war on drugs. It's really, I think most people would say it's a failure. They're not sure they like the alternative, but they know what we're doing is not working.
Well, it's not just drugs, it's also women have equal rights, gays aren't demonized anymore, technology is more accessible for people. The world is becoming more libertarian.
It's only been, I think, about a decade since the Supreme Court said sodomy laws are unconstitutional. They're an invasion of privacy. They're not consistent with our constitutional framework. Up until then, there were states that still, you could go to jail for committing gay sexual acts, or in some cases even heterosexual acts of sodomy.
You're a Texas transplant to Illinois. What's the biggest misconception about the Midwest and Chicago, America's second city?
Most people think Chicago is cold and snowy in the winter. It's actually, we have the same climate as Los Angeles. You don't believe that?
I don't believe
it. See, that's how stubborn this misconception is.
I should come here in the winter and investigate.
You should, that's the best time of year.
Could we go to the beach and
we
play
go
volleyball?
Go to the beach in the middle of January. Yeah, yeah, I do it all the time.
Are there any other misconceptions about the Midwest that we don't know about?
No, I think most people understand the Midwest pretty well. I mean, you know, it's less glitzy than the coast, politically moderate than the coast, less prone to fads. You know, it's just good, solid salt of the earth, folks. That's what we are.
Okay, on that, thank you, Steve, for sitting down with us.
Thank you.
For Reason TV, I'm Paul Dietrich.